Seven paintings from Palazzo Aldrovandi. These seven temperas were created in the 18th century for Palazzo Aldrovandi, a Bolognese noble residence, and remained there until the acquisition from the Council of Bologna in 2001. The biographer Marcello Ruedi first referenced these paintings and dated them to the first decades of the 18th century. In his biography of Pietro Paltrinieri, known as Il Mirandolese, he mentioned the many large tempera landscapes. Between 1724 and 1733, Paltrinieri painted this series together with Vittorio Mirabigori, who contributed by painting the figures. Dates can be found on two of the seven canvases, together with Bigori's signature on the sixth painting of the series. Bigori was the official artist of the Aldrovandi family. He spent years working on decorative cycles, considered very important for the history of Bolognese art, as well as for the city itself. He also decorated the Aldrovandi's chapel in the Church of San Petronio. Both artists were employed by Cardinal Pompeo Aldrovandi, the eminent Bolognese prelate. After being elected cardinal in 1734, under the papacy of Innocent XII, Cardinal Aldrovandi began to transform his family palace, located in Strada Galliera, into a modern residence. This new dwelling was influenced by the most famous and luxurious French models, the palaces of Luxembourg and Versailles. A patron of the arts and a collector, Cardinal Aldrovandi loved to surround himself with celebrated Bolognese intellectuals and artists. During his stay at the papal court, from 1708 to 1718, he had also come into contact with the Roman Arcadian cultural circle. The first decades of the 18th century saw in Bologna the triumph of large-scale interior decorations for palaces and villas. Following a trend that began to emerge in those years in France, England and Italy, the quadrature technique, illusionistic ceiling decoration, expanded to incorporate classical architectural elements, which were usually depicted as imaginary ruins. In the Aldrovandi temperas, the predominant theme is ancient ruins with a constant comparison between the past and the present. The monuments of ancient Rome and of the Middle Ages evoke a long past, a history upon which time and nature have wrought their destructive work. Scattered human figures roam through these ancient ruins, stopping here and there to converse. Crumbled temples, urns, bas-reliefs, broken columns, statues bearing shields and slabs etched with indecipherable writings are depicted with an incessant reference to archaeology in anticipation of Piranesi's work. These paintings are strongly related to the theatrical scenery and lateral perspective typical of the Bibbiena family. They are influenced by classical and naturalistic traditional landscape painting, while at the same time, they evoke a modern, pre-romantic style. The acquisition of these works to the Civic Art Collection reflects more than just a simple, though significant expansion of the museum's patrimony. This complete series is also very important for Bologna's history and art, and contributes to a new link to the local landscape painting by Vincenzo Martinelli and Giuseppe Valiani at the end of the 18th century.